Why do birds suddenly appear?
Okay, that is one of my favorite songs. When Karen Carpenter does it, this is Lady Gaga, and it's a little off the way it sounds. It's the debut of Sandy Sunday. What's on tap? It's Sandy Max joining us. What now? The Joker, Folie à Deux. Is that how we pronounce it? Am I? Okay, Folie à Deux. It premiered on, well, it's been premiering over the last couple weeks. And you were in London when
on
they
vacation.
Had the premiere, and you actually got to see Lady Gaga.
It was very funny. In Leicester Square, that is the place that all those red carpet premieres happen, because
wow.
There are three big cinemas there. But now, these days, they put up a big fence, and they put up huge LED screens, and there's the red carpet, and there are the reporters, and there are the fans, and it is a big deal. So I was actually taking a shortcut, because I had about an hour before I was going to see a play with my boyfriend, and we're like, well, let's just walk through Leicester Square, because you walk through Chinatown on that way. Like, this would be a great touristy route to walk. And like, aw, what's blocked off? Are they doing construction here? And then all
are
of a sudden,
having a marathon?
And then all of a sudden, right. And then all of a sudden you hear this, and everybody's getting excited for the red carpet arrival of Joaquin Phoenix.
Wow.
And Lady Gaga. And the director. So it truly was. And you know how, hooray for Hollywood.
Oh,
you
yeah.
see those spotlights shining in the sky. It was an event.
And how was she dressed? Because she always
She's
has the most interesting outfits.
Gorgeous, head to toe in red on a red carpet, which I always think is a bold choice. Too,
wow.
You know, but I mean, it was the happening, and it
and
was
you just
surreal.
Yep.
So I stayed there for about half an hour. I left before the interview started, but we mm-hmm. did get to see the arrivals, and it's very funny to see Joaquin Phoenix, who is just this artiste, and him smiling as much as he possibly could with the fans, and like you could just tell, like he cringes at every selfie. It's like, oh, I just want to get to the film. Like he's not rude, but it's just like that's not his part of it. But Lady Gaga looking gorgeous, so it was very fun to be part of the excitement and the hoopla around this very distinct film, because it's called a crime, a drama, and a musical,
which kind of excites me. Because I'll go to anything that Lady Gaga's in.
Well,
And it, just the previews of it that I've seen, it's a really interesting chemistry between her and Joaquin Phoenix.
It is dark. It is as grim as the first Joker film with Joaquin Phoenix. And I got a film review from my friend John Suntress at the Word Balloon podcast on Friday on What's on Tap.
What's he saying? Because there are mixed reviews, aren't
exactly.
there?
And I was worried he was going to be mad at me that, you know, he spent time in the theater watching this. He said they pull it off, that it's
really?
Its own thing, that it really is a unique film. And he said, great art moves you. And he was moved by this film.
All right. The Joker is a Batman villain. Lady Gaga plays Harley Quinn. She's a Batman villain. Is Batman in this
Batman
movie?
Batman not included. No, this,
so this is
a completely
this is a Batman
separate story.
Without
a Batman-free film.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm just so excited to see it. Are you going?
I'm now very tempted. I will tell you that I borrowed The Joker from the library because it's been a while since I've seen it. So we'll be probably spinning that in my home this evening. And then
that's a great
I'm
movie.
I'm interested in seeing this one. You know, Lady Gaga has become... Oh, I don't know Madonna, so she's not going to be mad at me. But Lady Gaga has become like what Madonna really wanted to be.
Yeah.
An incredible actress. She's, you know, Madonna's tried her hand at directing. She's fine, talented, but Lady Gaga pulls off everything that she's in. And she's got a new album associated mm-hmm. with this. And also the thing about Joker Folie à Deux is that it's basically a jukebox musical. It's all standards that Lady Gaga and Joaquin Phoenix are singing.
Sort of like they did with Moulin Rouge.
Yes, but that was more pop music. But these are those you know, American classic standards.
Wow.
So Lady Gaga has a new album. And then she just did a secret show in L.A. You had to put all your phones away. You will not see any video of it. But it's getting a great review.
Did she do all the music from
yes,
the film?
Yes, and in a very punk rock, high energy way with a horn section and everything. And it's being described like the review that I read in Variety was... This is a way for her to capture that energy that she used to have when she was starting out as this real music dance artist, to get the attention to go, hey, you know, I really am an artist.
Well, I think the difference between Lady Gaga and Madonna is Lady Gaga actually has talent. I mean, she's classically trained. No, she's classically trained as a vocalist and a musician. And Madonna, Well, Madonna was Madonna.
Classically trained
she was
dancer.
A dancer. She was a dancer. Yeah, yeah. So let's move on, because in and around the city now, it's apparently it's on Bravo now.
Yes.
But several months ago, some of the Real Housewives were here in the city.
They were here in February.
Wow.
And they filmed two episodes of The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Why were they here?
They were here because I talked with Claire Koenig of Visit Milwaukee, who was super involved in the production of Top Chef. Those producers at Top Chef enjoyed Milwaukee so much that they said, we'd like to bring you another show. And they were able, within a month, to arrange all these great places for the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City to get on their private jets and enjoy the luxury side of Milwaukee, including a VIP experience at the Milwaukee Bucks. They're staying at the Kin Guest House, which is gorgeous inside and slick. They went to the Bobblehead Museum.
Oh, I've been there. I love that
which
place.
Which is quirky and fun. And they also went to Pottawatomie. And then next week, on Wednesday, it airs on Bravo. Then you can stream it now on Peacock. You can see Milwaukee on Peacock on this episode. They're going to go to This Is It, which is Wisconsin's longest-running LGBTQ plus bar. They're going to go curling. They're going to hang out at Harley-Davidson. And it looks like they're going to have dinner in the Miller Caves. So it's nice to see Milwaukee again on the big screen.
Did they flip a table? That's all I want to know.
I haven't seen any table flipping, but there's a whole lot of snarky comments to each other.
Absolutely.
So.
Okay, finally, Sandy, this week, what do you have on What's on Tap?
The Coochie Coochie Queen, Charo, is going to be one of my guests. She's performing in Baraboo next Friday. And she's going to be one of my guests. I'm excited. She's a joy.
Yeah.
She has such bright energy and an incredible flamenco guitarist. She's a virtuoso guitarist.
She is a musician as well.
But if you remember seeing her on The Love Boat, she is just as vibrant now as she always has been.
I think a lot of us are looking forward to hearing the Coochie Coochie Queen, Charo, with Sandy Max on What's on Tap. Thanks for joining us this morning.
My pleasure.
Yeah. Coochie, coochie, coochie.